This is the Rick Edelman Show.
Remember last week or two, I talked with you about the latest information and news about the traders engaging in the GameStop frenzy. I told you that they're all spending time on the Reddit chat board bragging about the fact that they don't know what they're doing. They were calling themselves stupid and kind of glorifying in the fact that even though they have no idea what they're doing, they were making a lot of money doing it by trading GameStop. Well, they're about to get one heck of an education, and it has to do with your 1099. You know what that is. IRS Form 1099, you get it every year from your brokerage firm. They send you the 1099. It lists your transactions throughout the year. It reports what you bought, the date you bought it, the date you sold it, what you paid for it, and how much you sold it for. And you have to report all of these transactions on your Schedule D that's attached to your 1040. Schedule D is your realized gain and loss statement for your investment activity. You take all of your gains and losses for all of the investments that you realized, meaning the investments that you've sold, and you categorize them into two groups, short-term gains and losses and long-term gains and losses. You take your short-term gains, you subtract your short-term losses. You take your long-term gains and you subtract your long-term losses. And you calculate how much tax you owe on your net short-term gain and how much tax you owe on your net long-term gain. The tax rates are different. The long-term gains have a lower tax rate than your short-term. Well, I know it's a little bit confusing. A lot of folks just hand all this over to their tax advisor, which is frankly what you're supposed to do. Let your advisor figure it out. You just give them the 1099 and they'll handle it for you. But the financial advisor community was all abuzz last week because advisors were talking about clients who have come to them in a panic. One guy showed his advisor his 1099. It's 500 pages long. That's a lot of transactions. One line per trade, 500 pages? Boy, that's a lot of trading. And what was he trading in? GameStop. This guy opened his account with $30,000. He started trading in GameStop last fall. By the end of December, he had accumulated $1.4 million in capital gains. Wow, that's pretty exciting. I mean, that's evidence of all the frenzy that was going on in GameStop. And all of his gains were short-term, meaning he had owned the stock for less than a year, which means his tax rate was going to be at the maximum possible because he wasn't enjoying the long-term capital gains rate. Now, in addition to the $1.4 million of short-term capital gains, he had a lot of losses too, because he didn't make money on every trade. In fact, he had $1.36 million in short-term losses. So you do the math. $1.4 million in short-term gains minus $1.36 million in short-term losses. The result? His net profit from all of that activity, all that trading over several months, his net profit was a meager $45,000. He had a lot of fun, I'm sure. It was virtually a hobby, and boy, was he riding a roller coaster. And in the end, okay, he made 45 grand. His annual income from his job is 60,000. That's his W-2 pay. So he almost doubled his income from his paycheck of 60 grand. He's got another 45 grand in net profits from his trading in GameStop. Boy, what's not to love? Well, what's not to love? His tax bill. When he figured out his taxes on the Schedule D with the help of his tax advisor, he discovered that his tax bill was $800,000.
Oh, come on!
The reason? How could that be? The guy didn't know about the wash sale rule. If you don't understand the wash sale rule, you could trigger a ton of taxes without knowing it. Let me illustrate for you how the wash sale rule works. You invest $100. The investment falls to $80. You lose $20. You claim that loss on your tax return. Okay. But now try this. You invest $100. It falls to $80. So you still lose 20, but the next day you buy the same investment all over again. That investment is now at $75 and it rises to 100. You sell and you make $25. So you've got a $20 loss on the first trade and a $25 gain on the next trade. Your net is a $5 profit, but not for tax reasons. You see, if you lose money on a security and you buy the same security again within 30 days, the IRS says you're not allowed to deduct the loss. So even though you lost $20 on the losing trade, you don't get to report that. You only get to report the $25 gain. You can't deduct the loss of the $20 until you close out the position of the entire activity. So this guy has an $800,000 gain. He'll be able to claim his losses when he sells, but he didn't sell in 2020. So he gets no deduction for the losses in 2020. $800,000 in taxes with a job that only pays him 60 grand a year. This is what happens when you engage in investment activity without knowing what you're doing. Any good financial advisor would have been able to warn him by saying, "Do you realize that when you want to buy a security you sold yesterday, you're triggering the wash sale rule? You're not going to be able to take the loss when you buy the security again." The wash sale rule trips up an awful lot of people to their own regret. And in the worst case, when people really don't understand what they're doing and they don't read the statements correctly and they don't understand what's going on, it's not just an $800,000 tax bill that you owe. Last summer, a 20-year-old committed suicide when he thought his Robinhood account showed a negative balance of $730,000. It didn't. He was wrong, but he didn't know it and paid the ultimate price. Let's make sure that you know what you're doing when it comes to investing so that bad things, tragic things, don't end up happening to you. I'm Rick Edelman, 888-PLAN-RICK, rickedelman.com.
These callers are pre-recorded and pre-screened. Neither Edelman Financial Engines, a division of Financial Engines Advisors LLC, nor its affiliates offer tax or legal advice. Interested parties are strongly encouraged to seek advice from qualified tax and or legal experts regarding the best options for your particular circumstances. An index is a portfolio of specific securities. Common examples are the S&P, DJIA, NASDAQ, the performance of which is often used as a benchmark in judging the relative performance of certain asset classes. Indexes are unmanaged portfolios and investors cannot invest directly in an index. Past performance does not guarantee future results.